In the hum and heat of scrap metal kilns, Ghana's only professional glassblower, Michael Tete, is at work. His blistered hands molding red-hot molten glass into delicate shapes.
It becomes like my passion. It's like my heart. So all the time I want to blow glass. And glass is a wonderful work. You see how you are working with glass. It's expand. And it's like life, you see. Yes, it's like life. It expand. Life also expand. It's like a journey.
And to make that journey, Michael trawls through Accra's scrapyards and landfills. He only uses recycled materials. His mission is to reduce Ghana's glass waste. Each year, the country imports glass and ceramic products worth nearly $300 million. Michael says most of it ends up in landfills or on the streets. So recycling them makes sense, not just for the environment, but also for business.
We don't want the broken glasses to be flowing around like that, or they will dump it in the landfill. And if we are using recycle, we can get money.
He teaches Ghanaians the craft and explains that they don't have to rely on other countries to buy what they need. And his vision seems to be working.
The youth, they don't have work to do. If we establish this job, they'll get more work to do and they will not sit down in their house.
Michael says he wants to make Ghana beautiful, and to do it by transforming dangerous waste into works of art made with passion. Priyanka Gupta, Al Jazeera.